Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear viewers, dear listeners, we warmly greet you to the 15th program of the series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them. If we were to describe Jesus of Nazareth in modern terms, we could say that he was a freedom thinker who did not orient himself to traditions or the mainstream. Already back then, he did not differentiate between people of various religious orientations or cultures, nor between men and women either. His teaching was, and is, neither tied to an institution nor to an external religion. His teaching is universal. It is cosmic. In our time, every God-seeking person can come to know these cosmic teachings for the first time in all details. The Spirit of God, the Free Spirit, revealed them at the beginning of the 1990s through His bearer of the Word and great teaching prophetess, Gabriele. In a series of schoolings, Gabriele explained these divine cosmic teachings and gave us numerous practical tips from her treasure of experiences. The cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth and Gabriele's explanations are compiled in a 5-volume work from which we read during this program series. In the great cosmic teachings, God, the eternal intelligence, gives us insight into our true life. These are high teachings, which were given for all of us and also for future generations. Ultimately, it is a path from the self-recognition of all too human sinful aspects toward God in us. For each one of us, these cosmic teachings are a practical help if we try out the exercises in our daily life, thus gaining experience with them. The opportunity to learn from the cosmic teachings is given to everyone, no matter whether young or older, no matter from which country or culture we come. And we too, who present these texts, are in the process of learning and practicing. If you like, join us. We now continue with Gabriele, who is here in the studio with us, reading in the 2nd volume of Explanations.
We begin with the axiom from the Spirit of God. The All Spirit speaks. The one who lives as a drop in the ocean, God, has become the law of God. The drop is the essence of the whole ocean. All drops, in turn, form the ocean, God. One drop is the same as the other drops, because in the one drop everything is contained. For this reason, all drops penetrate each other and form the ocean, the all-law, God. For our better understanding, Gabriele explains this high teaching of the Spirit of God with the following words. All drops in the ocean, God, penetrate one another, because each drop is the eternal law. The drop in the ocean, God, is the condensed law. It is the divine, perfect substance in the stream of the all, in the flowing law. This flowing law is the light. It penetrates and radiates throughout each drop, and each drop penetrates the other in turn. This means that there are no shadows in infinity, but only light. No night and no so-called day, which shows itself to us human beings only because the light of the material sun radiates onto that part of the planet Earth that turns toward it.
Dear fellow people,
gibt es einzig das ewige Gesetz, das Licht.
In the eternal being,
There is only the eternal law, the light, which streams eternally and radiates throughout everything. Because the eternal law, the light of God, sets everything aglow, there is only the day of God and no night, for God radiates eternally. God is light. God is harmony. God is the infinity. God is the all. God's harmony is eternally flowing, rhythmic life. The rhythms of the eternal being are absolutely harmonious. They are the music of the spheres of eternity.
Wir alle sind Wesen der Ewigkeit, denn unser geistiger Leib ist unsterblich.
We are all beings of eternity, for our spiritual body is immortal. Our immortal, pure being is the law of the all. It is harmony, symphony. It is sound, color and form.
Hat uns geschaffen.
God, the Eternal, created us just as He is. Harmony, selfless love, peace, symphony, unity, beauty, purity, selfless love. So are we, too, in the Eternal Being. Consequently, we are the being in God, the being. God is flowing life. We are substance of life, embedded in the eternal stream, God. We are the drop in the ocean, God.
Gabriele erläutert weiter.
Gabriele explained further. Our soul, which bears in itself the drop from the ocean, God, often has to suffer under its person's rigidity and lack of insight, so that the radiation power of our innermost being can help to soften the shell of our humanness. We should frequently make ourselves aware of and affirm where we come from, who we are, and what our task is in this life on earth. Our Eternal Father gave Himself form out of His all-law, the stream. He is being that has become form, just as we all, as pure beings in the eternal homeland, are being that has taken on form. Substance of the all. Through our spiritual form, we are the images of our eternal Father. We are not merely a tone, a sound, a component of the all, not a hovering something. We are heirs to infinity, streaming being that has taken on form, the drop.
Dear fellow people, we learn even more about our true spiritual life. Gabriela explains. Everything that vibrates in infinity is in us. It has taken on form in us as the pure being. The pure form is the consciousness of the all, which tirelessly radiates, which tirelessly communicates, because God is not standstill, but flowing life. Each one of us has to again find our way into this eternal, holy consciousness, into our true being, for our true being is immortal. It is from God, because God created us. This immortal being in us, the all that has become form, is the spiritual divine body, which each of us bears in himself. The divine body, which has taken on form, the substance of the all, has become shattered through our wrongdoings, through our offenses against God. The shadows, that is, the sins, surround our spiritual body, our sublime sanctified consciousness.
Gabriele explains what this means for our life. We are on this earth to clear up or expiate the shadows with the help of the All Spirit, so that our pure body, the substance of the All, can again come to the fore. All people have a soul, the fine material substance that is effective in us. This fine material, burdened body permeates the physical body. It penetrates us by way of our neural pathways and via all the functions of our body. Depending on how we react, so does our soul also react. Depending on how we think, so does our soul also react. Depending on what we say and how we speak, so does our soul also react. For our thoughts imprint our soul, and in turn, our soul imprints our body. All facets of our soul, all movements in the soul garments, all changes are registered in the stars.
We continue reading Gabriele's explanations. If we are aware that we are on earth to become divine again, then we also take the first step to put order in our life, to unravel our human thoughts with the question, what am I thinking? If we put order in the world of our thoughts and clarify it step by step, then we will recognize ourselves more and more and experience who we are. Only self-recognition can tell us who we presently still are. It points out our human aspects that we should clear up with the help of the Lord. The humanness is always the sinful, what is against the soul. If we have cleared it up with the All Spirit's help, then the next step is to no longer do the human aspects, the sin we have recognized. We don't always manage this step to implement the positive right away. By clearing up with the All Spirit's help, the negative potential of this sinfulness that we have recognized and cleared up has left our soul. It has transformed into positive power, but the corresponding negative programs are still in our brain. To no longer feel, think, and act as before, we have to reach the application of higher, lawful principles. We have to resolve for higher values and higher ideals, so that we are able to take the next step toward God, toward our divine heritage.
Gabriele gives us more tips. She explains. The All Spirit God, our Father, gave us insight into our true heritage, into our true being. When we take the first steps toward our divine being, then we will already recognize where the path leads to. It leads back to what we were and in eternity are, eternal law, eternal being that has become form. The All Law gave us His great cosmic teachings. In them vibrates the eternal law, our eternal homeland, our true being, the highest goal, the unification with God, our Father. In the axiom of the Spirit of God, we heard, the all-law God is the Holy of Holies in you. Absolute stillness is there. Gabriele explains about this. The inner path to God, to our true being, is the path into absolute stillness. The inner stillness is peace. In the inner stillness, there is nothing that presses. There is no wanting, no mine and me.
The All Spirit says in a further axiom, rest in yourself. You are the being that does not chafe against anything, that does not get annoyed about anything, and that does not take offense at anything. You are the being. You see through all things and everyone. For this reason, you also penetrate everything and everyone. Let us hear Gabriele's explanations of this. When we have become quiet, when we have cleared up our humanness with the All Spirit, we then rest in the All Spirit, and we are. The law is and has no questions. It does not need to ask, because it is. And the one who is the law knows about all things, because he is perfect intelligence, that is, the image of God. As long as we take offense at anything, this shows us that we lack something. We see something in the wrong way. We do not have a good grasp of things. We take offense at what we do not see through. The perfect intelligence, however, the wisdom of God, has a good grasp of everything. It sees through the density. It recognizes and knows about the depth. It also sees what the density consists of and what takes place behind density. The path to God is the path to overcome the density, the sin of the soul, in order to immerse into the perfect life, to become the perfect intelligence, the perfect consciousness that knows about all things, that sees through everything, because it is the being in the stream of being. On the inner path, we take these steps to our divine heritage, to our true being, to our true life, which is perfect.
Zu unserem Sein, hin zu unserem wahren Leben, das vollkommen ist.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, Jesus said, and the All Spirit again says today, the kingdom of God is within, in you. Therefore, we should go into the inner kingdom, into our homeland. For the external realm, this world, is passing away. Only the Spirit of God and the kingdom of peace in us are lasting. Let us comprehend what a treasure the All Spirit has again revealed to us, the kingdom of the inner being, the absolute law, our divine heritage.
Wir müssen nicht mehr suchen. Wir brauchen nicht mehr zu fragen. Wer sind wir?
We no longer need to seek. We no longer need to ask, who are we? What is our homeland? What are the laws of the eternal homeland? What is our divine heritage? The All-Spirit has given us the answer. He gives us insight into our true life, into our true being. He also gives us the strength that we need to be able to open up the inner kingdom, our spiritual heritage.
Gabriele erklärt weiter.
Gabriele continues. The Lord wants us to live peacefully, to live with each other and be for each other. As it is in heaven, so should it become on earth. It can become so on earth only when we become and mature in the All-Spirit, when we fulfill the commandments of life, ultimately our true being, so that we are again fulfilled beings, beings in God, our eternal Father. We are called upon not to misuse any power, for the reaction to this will be much greater. Much energy is wasted in this world. The results are the reactions that we heard and hear about daily, that we read about, see, and experience. This is why we should pay attention to our words. Before we speak, we should grasp the words in their depth and weigh them by asking, are they lawful, or do we want to show off? Do we want to draw from the wellspring of life, from the eternal law, from our spiritual heritage? Or do we want to attain something for ourselves with this?
Dear fellow people, what we hear and learn here is a very practical teaching, which anyone who wants to can apply in his daily life. In her explanations, Gabriele also gives us several sentences to take along with us. We read, something to note down. Let us awaken each word in us to life. Only then will we experience what words mean and what they bring us. We awaken the word to life in us when we examine it. Is it human or is it selfless, divine? Words, be they divine or non-divine, crystallize into energy forms. They turn into pictures. In the picture forms what we have placed into the words, our feelings, sensations, and thoughts. And so, our words take on form. They come alive. They remain in our aura and radiate. They in turn attract what vibrates in our aura, the thought forms, that is, thought pictures that are also active in our aura. For this reason, we should strive daily to awaken our words to life so that we experience what words mean and what words bring us. Something more to note down. We should accept and receive what we hear or say only when we have placed it in the truth, in the eternal law. However, this will become possible for us only when we know the eternal law, our divine heritage. The All-Spirit gave us the eternal law. He gave us the preview of our true life so that we know our goal. He also gave and gives us the guidance to it.
The Free Spirit speaks in the great cosmic teachings. The one who moves in the forecourt of the temple or on the roads to the temple, that is, the one who has not yet entered the temple, still lives in the disorder of his world of sensations and thoughts. As a result of this, he also sees only himself, his base self, and also only speaks of himself, his base self, because his consciousness cannot yet grasp and penetrate the disorder. Gabriela gives us an understanding of these words of the Spirit of God. She explains, as long as we are preoccupied with our humanness, we speak ourselves. We cannot speak or talk about anything other than ourselves, because our words, our terms, all our thoughts, desires and ideas are in our brain as a program and in the storage system of the stars and planets. We are in constant communication with what we have input. It is our human self.
Gabriele explains more for our deeper understanding. What we have input is our repertory. This is available to us when we talk to each other. This is what we talk about. This is what we are, and beyond this, nothing is possible. This is the limitation of our human ego. We thus speak only of ourselves. When we talk with our neighbor, and we both live in the causal law, in the law of sowing and reaping, then each one speaks only himself. This is why there are the many confusions, the many misunderstandings, because no one is able to respond to the other. Both understand only the surface of their words. They cannot look through them in order to grasp the content, because they have not yet found their way to the divine law, to the perfect consciousness that knows about all things, that comprehends everything, that grasps everything, that knows every answer and solution.
Dear fellow people, it is important for us to grasp these interrelationships, for as Gabriela explains, we speak ourselves and speak past each other because we don't understand each other. We hear so often, "You don't understand me." Our neighbor can't understand us because he too speaks only himself. And likewise, we speak ourselves. And it is according to what we have entered into our soul, into our brain, and into the causal computer as well. Day after day, we play out our human programs. This continues until we clear up these human aspects and attain the perfect consciousness that knows about all things, that sees through all things, that is in all things. Our world of thoughts that greatly moves us today is also our yesterday. If we don't clear it up today, then it will also be our tomorrow.
Gabriela explains further, we are on earth to become divine again. For us, this means that we should recognize our humanness every day and clear it up with the All Spirit. When we alone look at what we are thinking today, then we can ask ourselves, Were these also our thoughts from yesterday, from the day before yesterday? Were they the thoughts and desires we have already harbored weeks, months, or years ago? With an honest answer to our question, we tell ourselves what we have entered into the storage system of the law of cause and effect. What is registered comes back to us. We are in communication with these programs, for we have the same programs in our brain, that is, in our conscious mind, in our subconscious, in our soul, and in the repository stars of the causal regions. This is our human heritage, our personal ego world. This is what we live in, what we communicate with, what moves us, what burdens and controls us.
Dear fellow people, but it should not stop at the mere recognition of our all-too-humanness. Gabriele gives us more tips. When we have grasped some of what is in the memory bank of our humanness, we should not move it in ourselves for a long time or push it away from us. We should clear it up right away with the Lord, for in the moment of recognition, the power to overcome the negative is given. When we no longer commit the fault, the base humanness, then it is transformed. The negative energy, the sinfulness, became positive energy through the transforming power of God and is erased in the storage system of the causal computer. We are again and again in communication with our base self via the inputs we have entered into the computer system. We can't even see, hear, smell, and taste anything at all but ourselves.
Dear fellow people, let us return to the eternal law, God, and bring to mind the high principle.
Jedes Geistwesen ist das Gesetz Gottes, spricht das Gesetz Gottes, bewegt sich im Gesetz Gottes.
Every spirit being is the law of God, speaks the law of God, moves in the law of God, and has its existence in the law of God. The principle reversed by the adversary is the causal law. In this law, each one speaks himself, his base self. He senses himself, thinks himself, smells himself, tastes himself. And at that, everything that he entered into the computer system of the stars and planets, this is then the personal law, which is anchored in the causal computer and controls everyone who lives in this reversed principle. And so we see that the darkness has turned the high principle around and transformed it down to the world of humanness. Just as in heaven, in the highest, every being is the true self, the eternal law, and speaks the eternal law because it, itself, lives as a being in the stream of being, so does it also take place in the lowest, only reversed. Every person speaks himself, thinks himself, hears himself, until the soul has immersed again as a drop, as the true self in the ocean God, the being.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, in this program, the words of the All Spirit and of Gabriele have given us a preview of our true life so that we recognize our goal to be the drop in the ocean, God, and let it come alive in us. One exercise for coming closer to this goal is the sentence, "Let us awaken each word in us to life. Only then will we experience what words mean and what they bring us." A task with which we can get to know ourselves in all our conversations in the family, at work, or during our leisure time. Already in this program, we've heard the words, "Each one speaks himself." In the next program, we'll learn more details about what this statement contains and what it means for our life. If you don't want to wait so long, or if you want to read what we heard today, then we recommend the book for the program, which can be obtained in bookstores. It is the second volume of The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them, with explanations from Gabriele. Dear viewers, dear listeners, tune in again next time. Until then, we wish you all the best. Goodbye and greetings in God.